you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're
done it again.
What have you done again, Blair?
Thanks to me, Joe has won the annual Best New Student Award.
Thanks to her.
You've come a long way, baby. Oh, congratulations, Joe. I'm so proud of you.
What about me? I'm her mentor. I took a raw piece of marble and sculpted a masterpiece.
I'd like to tell her what she can do with her chisel.
See, just bubbling over with clever repartee. Before I gave her polish, she would have simply grunted and punched me out.
Good habits are hard to break.
See you later.
Package, will you just give it to me?
Natalie, stay.
Now just wait till I get my own letter.
Will you stop?
Careful, Natalie. Touching a male monitor is a federal offense.
I'll take my chances. I need this book to help me finish my report for English Lit.
Oh? The films of the Three Stooges.
My report is called Why We Laugh.
Oh, what a fun subject.
Comedy is not fun, Mrs. Garrett.
Of course not.
It's a science. Curly, Larry, and Moe had to think very carefully before they decided on a face slap, an eye gouge, or a nose twist. That is nothing to laugh at.
Natalie really breaks me up. She can be as funny as a rubber chicken.
That's awful.
Well, I know it's not one of my best. What's the matter, honey? Bad news from home.
No, this isn't my letter. I opened Joe's by mistake. It's from her father.
Oh, well, Joe will understand.
No, she won't, because she told everybody her father lives in Miami.
I know.
He really lives in the state slammer.
Huh? Prison?
No wonder Joe didn't want to see escape from Alcatraz.
That poor kid, trying to keep a secret like that. Hold on, Tootie, we'll figure something out.
I already did. Joe's letter got lost in the mail and it's about to get flushed out to sea.
Forget it. Tootie, that would be a lie.
But Joe's gonna think I snooped on purpose. You know my reputation.
Yes, you've earned it. Look, I'll talk to Joe and explain everything. In the meantime, zip's the word.
Hi. Hi, Tootie. We're deciding on a hairstyle for Jo when she accepts her award.
How about the Nancy Reagan coif?
Forget it. I don't want to look like someone put starch in my bra.
Oh, wait a minute. How about the Barbra Streisand look? We could frizz your hair and break your nose.
Who cares about hair? It's what I say that's important.
Absolutely right. And I've written a few words for you, if you don't mind. A person doesn't do this alone. There's always an inspiration. A wonderful and multi-talented inspiration.
Look, I'm doing this my own way. This award never could have happened without the help of my mother, who couldn't be here tonight because she threw her back out. And there's one other person,
Your father.
No.
Who then?
Mrs. Garrett. Without her, I wouldn't have stuck around long enough to achieve anything. Thanks a lot. That's it.
Hi, gang.
Hi, Mrs. Garrett.
Could I talk to you for a minute, Joe?
Oh, sure, Mrs. G. Go ahead.
Well, it's kind of between you and me.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of trouble am I in now?
I don't know. Don't ask me. What's she asking me?
Well, it's really nothing, Joe.
Well, I think I'll go rinse out a few things.
Your shoes?
Well, there's socks inside. Bye.
Come on, Natalie, let's go.
So what's the big deal here?
This letter came for you. It was opened by mistake.
Oh, is that all?
Oh, you know how a lot of envelopes look alike, and when your mind's on something else, oh, it's so easy to mix them up.
This was opened by mistake, huh?
Yes.
So you know about my father. Well, it could have been a lot worse. Could have been Tootie. She wouldn't have been able to keep her mouth shut with crazy glue. Or it could have been Blair. She treats me like one of the boat people as it is.
Joe, don't sell your friends short.
You're right. Some father I got, a jailbird.
Well, I'll leave you alone so you can read your letter.
I don't have to read it. I already know what he wants. For me to visit him on his birthday. He'll be 40 this Saturday. Big deal.
As I recall, it is a big deal.
He writes me all the time, asking me to understand, to be forgiving.
And how do you answer him?
I don't.
Oh? Not a word?
Look, I don't owe my father a thing. When I was 12, he walked out on Mom and me. We didn't hear from him for years. And then we find out he's in jail. He broke into the warehouse where he works and ripped off a bunch of typewriters.
I see.
It's okay. It's been so long, I don't even miss him anymore.
Sounds like your dad made a lot of big mistakes. But it also sounds like he loves you.
Love isn't writing phony letters. It's what you do. Boy, there are a few things I'd like to say to him. Now that I'm older, I know better words.
Why don't you use him? Go see him.
Hey, give me a break.
You have a choice. You can eat yourself up inside about your father, or face up to him. Have it out once and for all.
Just like that, huh? Well, even if I wanted to, how would I get there? The prison's up near Albany.
You're in luck. It just so happens I have to go to Albany on Saturday.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Why? I need some vanilla. Albany is famous for their vanilla.
Oh, sure. People come from miles away.
Miles and miles. How about it? I'll get my vanilla, and you can get a load off your mind.
I don't know. I haven't seen him in so long.
Then it's time.
You're right. I'm gonna get him out of my life once and for all.
Hi, honey.
Hi. This is weird. I could have called you from school.
Thanks for coming.
You got gray.
Yeah, I forgot to use my Grecian formula. Joe, you're beautiful. It's like looking at your mother. You didn't even go through an awkward stage.
Yeah, I did. You just weren't around to see it. And listen, don't just try to pick up like nothing happened. I got plenty to say to you.
I don't blame you. I've been a lousy father.
That doesn't begin to cover it.
I know. I lied to you. I made you ashamed of me. I struck out in everything a father's supposed to be. How am I doing?
Better.
Hey, come on. That's all ancient history. Tell me about you. I know you're doing great at that school.
How'd you find out? You didn't call the school, did you?
Don't worry. I wrote to your mom. She told me.
It's going okay. I met some really nice girls there.
You mean Blair, Natalie, and Tootie?
Yeah.
I don't suppose you told them about me.
Are you kidding?
Right. Oh, listen. I graduated from high school in here. They mailed me a real diploma.
You got a diploma in jail?
Yeah. Joe, I've changed. I'm going into business when I get out of here. The stock market.
Stock market?
Yeah, I even got them to subscribe to the Wall Street Journal. You see, what I do is I research companies and I dope out what their stock will do.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, with a felony record, I can't be a broker. But I can be an analyzer or something.
Yeah, you got a better line of bull than Merrill Lynch.
Don't worry. I'm starting at the bottom this time. I'm going to take it slow and steady. Like you did at school, winning that Best New Student Award.
You found out about that? You don't do bad for a shut-in.
Joe, all I'm asking you to do is forgive me. Can we start again? Clean?
Same old song.
Hey, give me a break. How am I going to make it out there if my own daughter won't even give me another chance? Hello? Hello, Yoo-hoo. You still there?
Yeah. Sounds like you've kind of done a turnaround. And like you say, it is ancient history.
And can we be friends?
Sure, sure. I gotta get going. Mrs. Garrett's waiting outside. I'm gonna hang up now. Bye.
Just one more thing.
I owe you money for overtime?
No. I'd like to come up to your school when they give you that award.
You mean break out?
It's all right. I'm getting paroled. I had to see how you felt about me getting back into your life again. What do you say?
I don't believe it. I go up to the prison to tell him off and end up with him coming here.
Joe, nobody's gonna find out about anything.
Right, because I'll be next to him every minute doing all the talking.
Kind of like the Muppets, huh?
Your father just called for the administration building. He's here.
Oh, he's in from Miami already? I'll go down and meet him.
By the way, I found out a secret Joe's been hiding from us.
Blair, why don't you just keep it a secret?
I don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it? But it's just too delicious. Joe is really Joanna Marie.
Yeah, that's what my dad calls me sometimes.
Isn't that a hoot?
But nobody else.
I prefer Joe myself.
Hey, Joe, look who I found outside.
Hi.
Hi. This is my father, everybody.
From Miami. Wow, what a tan.
This is Mrs. Garrett, our dietitian.
And warden. She's kidding.
It's really a pleasure meeting you.
The pleasure is mine, Mr. Polnicek.
These are my roommates, Tootie, Natalie, and Blair.
Hi.
I heard all about you guys.
Funny. We never heard a thing about you.
But we're not nosy.
Welcome, welcome to Eastland.
Thank you.
Joe, why didn't you tell us how handsome your father is? So distinguished looking. Now I want to find out all about him.
Yeah, like what?
Joe, maybe your father'd like a cup of coffee?
Oh, yes, that would really hit the spot.
Oh, sure. Why don't you just come over here with me?
Sure. Joe, I really like the looks of your uniform.
Thanks.
They could be worse if you're forced to wear a uniform. You know what I mean.
How would he know what you mean? Oh, it's okay. I got a clean skirt upstairs. Why don't you come with me? I'll show you my room.
No! Stay here. I want to get to know your father better.
Joe, your dad's going to be just fine.
Okay, I'll be back soon. Don't talk their ears off.
Don't worry about our ears. Go on.
Mrs. Garrett, you told me to tell you when it was a half an hour before the awards. It's 10 minutes before the awards.
Natalie, Tootie, you better bring out some more coffee cups. Mr. Polnicek, please sit down. Make yourself at home. I'll be right back.
Sure.
Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah?
I'd better stick around. Blair's sure to ask some dumb, embarrassing questions.
So, Mr. Polnicek, how come Joe's been keeping you such a big secret?
Did I lie?
Joe told us all about your life in Miami. Sun and surf and free coconuts for everybody.
Yes, I'm in transportation there. I drove a truck.
Really? My father has a warehouse in Miami. Maybe you've trucked on by it? Warner Textile Mills?
Warren Tex on the New York Exchange? I charted your dad's company.
Charted it?
Yeah, it's kind of a hobby I have. See, what I do is I analyze how healthy a corporation is to determine its earning potential.
You did that on my daddy's company. How sweet.
Yeah, it's a shame about the financial problems he's had.
Financial problems? What financial problems?
Well, you know, the Japanese competition, the government audit. It was all in the Wall Street Journal.
If it wasn't in Harper's Bazaar, forget her.
Hey, don't worry. Warntex is coming back stronger than ever.
You wouldn't kid me? You know, you sound more like a broker than a truck driver.
Thanks. I've been thinking about getting into that line, but it won't be easy. I hadn't been past high school.
I don't see why a truck driver couldn't get into the stock market. On the other hand, Mr. Polnicek, I understand how difficult it would be for... Well, someone with your background to change after so many years.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole new world out there for me.
Well, it certainly sounds like you've paid your dues.
You just couldn't keep your mouth shut, could you? I knew I shouldn't have let you come up here.
Wait a minute, honey.
Don't call me that. So now you all know about his stretch.
Stretch? We weren't even talking about exercise.
Don't play games with me, Blair. I'm talking about his prison sentence.
Oh, no.
What'd he tell you? It wasn't his fault? The child support made him do it?
He didn't tell us a thing. You did.
Yeah, well, so what? I'm tired of feeling guilty about him. And I don't need you messing up my life again. I've been doing just fine without you. You want to do something for me? Get out of my life, and this time, stay out!
Blair.
Right. Tootie.
Right.
Well, Mrs. Garrett, it was nice meeting you.
What? You're not going to stick around for your daughter's big night?
You heard Joe. She doesn't want me here. You know, and she's right. I don't want to cause her any more trouble.
Look, I know you've been through a lot, and Joe's given you a rough time, but you're her father. Leaving now is not the answer.
I think it's the only answer.
So that's where she gets it from.
Gets what from?
Her way of dealing with problems. Whenever the going gets rough, Joe gets going right out the door.
What do you mean?
Whenever there's a problem and your daughter's hurting, her first reaction is to run away from it instead of sticking around and working it out. Just like you're doing right now.
But you heard what she said. She wants me to leave.
How do you know what she wants? You're both so busy running away from each other, you don't know one another at all. Don't you think it's time one of you stopped running?
Hi. Can we talk?
We've got nothing to talk about.
Don't get bratty with me. I can give lessons in that. I want to talk about your father.
My father's none of your business.
You're acting like he's none of yours either.
What would you know about it?
I've had three fathers. I could give lessons in that too.
But none of them are ex-cons.
True. But none of them ever came here to see me either. Not when I won Best New Student, or when I was Harvest Queen, or when I won the Fine Arts Festival. Or
give me a break.
The point is, your father cared enough to come up here in person. All I ever get from my father is a letter signed by a secretary and a check signed by a machine.
What about the time you spent with your father in Rome last summer?
4 weeks out of the whole year.
And the ski trip to Aspen?
1 weekend.
Acapulco?
10 days. You know, maybe I'm not the best one to be talking to you about this.
Hi. Blair, can I talk to my daughter alone?
Yeah, I was just going anyway.
Blair, you don't have to go.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, she does.
How come you're still here?
I got a few things to say to you, and I'm not leaving till I say them.
Haven't you said enough? You've already made it tough enough for me to face anybody.
Why? You're not the one with the prison record. Your father is.
Yeah. And do you know what it's like going to a school like this with a father like you?
Hey, I met your friends. They're not going to hold my past against you. Nobody will.
I don't care. I don't want you around.
With or without a prison record, right?
What do you want from me?
I want to be your father.
Oh, hey, that'll be great. We'll be a family and we'll get close and we'll do stuff together. And I'll depend on you and you'll run out on me. Well, no thanks. I've tried it before.
I'm telling you, I won't run out on you this time.
How do I know that?
Because I'm here, aren't I?
That's not enough.
It's a start. Joe, can you believe me? I'm not the same person I was before. Give me another shot. Meet me halfway, honey.
Why?
Because I'm your father and I say so. And I happen to love you.
Excuse me for interrupting, but we have to go to the award ceremony. Don't you want to get a good seat for your dad?
Yeah. The one right next to me.